Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Guarded Gate by Daniel Okrent is a historical investigation of how the United States built an immigration system designed not only to regulate entry, but to engineer the nation's racial and ethnic makeup. Centering on the early 20th century, the book traces the rise of restrictionism, the spread of eugenic thinking, and the political bargains that culminated in the quota laws that sharply reduced immigration from Southern and Eastern Europe. Okrent connects ideas, institutions, and personalities, showing how lawmakers, scientists, journalists, and lobbyists turned prejudice into policy with the language of national fitness and social stability. The narrative also highlights the human stakes, including the long shadow cast by exclusion during moments of crisis, particularly for Jews seeking refuge. By framing immigration law as a story of power and ideology, the book helps readers understand how modern debates echo older arguments and how seemingly technical rules can encode bigotry for generations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from open-door ideal to restrictionist movement, a central topic is the transformation of American attitudes toward newcomers from abroad if uneven. If openness into an organized campaign for restriction, the book situates this shift in the pressures of rapid industrialization, urban crowding, labor conflict, and wartime nationalism, which created fertile ground for political entrepreneurs who promised order. Okrent depicts restrictionism as more than a spontaneous backlash. It becomes a coordinated movement with networks of allies in Congress, influential magazines, patriotic societies, and elite clubs. The arguments often blended economic fears with cultural alarm, casting certain immigrants as unassimilable and portraying diversity as a threat to social cohesion. The movement gained momentum by redefining immigration as a problem requiring scientific management rather than moral or civic inclusion. This reframing helped push policies that treated people as categories to be limited, ranked, or excluded. By following the movement's growth, the book clarifies how slogans about protecting wages or preserving institutions could function as acceptable veneers for ethnic and religious prejudice. Readers see the early architecture of narratives still common today. Secondly, eugenics as a tool of public policy. Another major topic is how eugenics moved from fringe theory to a respected-sounding rationale for lawmaking. The book explores the period when heredity-based explanations for poverty, crime, and perceived social decline gained legitimacy in universities, foundations, and government advisory circles. Okrent shows how eugenicists presented their claims with charts, measurements, and confident predictions, giving political leaders a language that appeared objective. This pseudoscience shaped the criteria used to judge immigrants, implying that national prosperity depended on controlling biological inputs. Restrictionists drew on intelligence testing, ethnic ranking, and selective data to argue that certain European groups were inherently inferior. The effect was to turn prejudice into an administrative program limiting entry, policing categories, and designing quotas to favor preferred origins. The book also highlights how eugenic ideas overlapped with broader projects of social control, including sterilization campaigns and moral policing, reinforcing a worldview that saw inequality as natural. By detailing this intellectual climate, the narrative helps readers understand how authority and expertise can be misused and why scientific language does not automatically equal ethical policy. Thirdly, the law of quotas and the machinery of exclusion. The book carefully explains the legal and bureaucratic mechanisms that made exclusion durable. Rather than focusing only on speeches and attitudes, it follows how lawmakers translated ideology into statutes, formulas, and enforcement practices. Okrent details the logic of national origins quotas, which selected a historical baseline that favored earlier immigrant groups and sharply curtailed arrivals from Southern and Eastern Europe. This topic emphasizes that discrimination can be embedded in technical choices, which census year to use, how to define nationality, and how to allocate numbers across categories. Once written into law, these choices created predictable outcomes that required no overtly hateful language to function. The machinery included consular controls, documentation requirements, and gatekeeping discretion that could be applied unevenly. The system also shaped public perceptions, signaling which groups were considered desirable and which were regarded as risks. By mapping the policy pipeline from committee rooms to ports of entry, the book demonstrates how difficult it becomes to reverse exclusion once it is institutionalized. It reveals how administrative routines can normalize injustice and hide responsibility behind procedure. Fourthly, key figures, advocacy networks, and political bargains. Okrent's account highlights the individuals and alliances that powered restriction, showing that outcomes depended on persistent organizing rather than inevitability. The book profiles influential legislators, ideologues, and institutional actors who framed immigration as a threat to national character and who navigated the levers of committee leadership. Media influence and coalition building. It also examines the role of interest groups that supported restriction for different reasons. Some sought cultural homogeneity, others pursued labor market control, and some were motivated by explicit anti-Semitism or ethnic hierarchy. This topic underscores how political bargaining turns strong views into workable majorities. Restrictionists learn to craft messages that appeal to varied constituencies, and they use moments of national anxiety to accelerate their agenda. At the same time, the narrative shows the limits of opposition, including divisions among reformers and the challenges faced by immigrant communities and their advocates when confronting a movement that claimed to represent science and patriotism. Understanding these networks helps readers see how policy is shaped by sustained persuasion, strategic timing, and the ability to define the terms of debate. Lastly, human consequences and the long shadow of exclusion. Beyond legislative history, the book emphasizes the human and geopolitical consequences of keeping gates closed. The quota system did not simply reduce numbers. It altered family trajectories, limited refuge, and contributed to decades of constrained mobility for Jews, Italians, and other European groups targeted by the new hierarchy of desirability. Okrent connects domestic policy to international events, illustrating how restrictive laws remained in place even as conditions in Europe deteriorated and humanitarian need intensified. This topic highlights the moral stakes of bureaucratic decisions and the way delay, paperwork, and caps can become life-defining barriers. The book also shows how exclusion reinforced stereotypes at home, validating the notion that certain groups were problems to be managed rather than neighbors to be welcomed. By tracing consequences across two generations, it reveals how policy shapes assimilation itself when pathways are blocked, communities face different economic opportunities, social standing, and political leverage. The long shadow includes how later reforms had to overcome entrenched precedents and how modern debates inherit the language and structures of earlier restriction. The result is a sobering portrait of how law can both reflect and amplify bigotry. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a rigorous, story-driven understanding of how immigration policy can be engineered to privilege some groups while excluding others. Students of American history, law, politics, and public policy will benefit, as will general readers trying to make sense of today's arguments about borders, assimilation, and national identity. The practical value lies in pattern recognition. Okrent shows how fear can be dressed up as expertise, how technical formulas can produce discriminatory outcomes, and how institutional momentum can keep harmful rules in place long after their original justifications have faded. That perspective can sharpen a reader's ability to evaluate modern proposals, identify coded assumptions, and ask better questions about evidence, incentives, and consequences. Compared with many immigration histories that emphasize either moral narratives or broad demographic change, this book stands out for linking ideas, personalities, and legislative mechanics into a single account of how exclusion was built and maintained. It is worth buying because it clarifies not only what happened, but how it happened, offering a durable framework for understanding policymaking under the influence of bigotry and pseudoscience. If you would like to support Daniel Okrent, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.